Welcome back. We're now continuing with our much grander pop quiz, going from Dav Beis all the way to Dav Mem Gimel. We're now continuing with lap number 3. So question number 43, which Dav do we learn about Tzeis HaKochavim? That's on Dav? Lamed Hey, good. Number 44, where do we learn that wearing tzitzis properly merits 2,800 servants? That's on Dav? Lamed Beis, good. Number 45, where do we learn that tefillin straps must come from kosher hides? That's on Daf. Chaf Ches, good. Number 46, where do we learn that Akira's gufo is Akira's chayfetz? That's on Daf. Gimel, good. Number 47, which stuff do we learn about when is Bein HaShmashos? That's on Daf. Lamedal, good. Number 48, where do we learn about the purpose of light in the Beis HaMikdash? That's on Daf. Chav Beis, good. Number 49, where do we learn that Hotzah in the Mishnah also refers to Hachnasa, to bring in? That's on Daf. Beis, good. Number 50, where do we learn about laundering clothes? And laundering white clothes is much more difficult and therefore more expensive than colored clothes. That's on Daf. Yud Tes, good. Number 51, where do we have the question of Ezuhu Usher, who is wealthy? That's on Daf. Chafeh, great. Number 52, where do we have the question of Kedima, which comes first in terms of spending, Kiddush or a menorah? That's on Daf. Chaf Gimel, good. Number 53, where do we have the decree that replanting Tamei Truma results in Tamei Produce? That's on Daf. Yud Zayin, good. Number 54, where do we learn the pshat in the pasuk, Habor Reik Ein Bo Mayim, the bore, the pit was empty, there was no water in it? That's on Daf. Chav Beis, good. Great. Number 55, where do you learn the pshat that the dead are better than the living is referring to the leaders of the previous generations? That's on Daf. Lamed, great. Number 56, where do you learn one reason given why one can't place a keli, a vessel, under an egg on Shabbos is mevatel kli mehechano? That's on Daf. Mem Gimel, good. Number 57, where do you learn the three sins related to childbirth? That's on Daf. Lamadov. Great. Number 58, where do we learn the din of the iskupa, the threshold on Shabbos? That's on Daf. Vav. Great. Number 59, where do we learn that one can benefit from Tamei Truma by using it as a fuel? That's on Daf. Chaf Hey. Great. Number 60, where do we learn that two strangers can eat meat and milk at the same table? That's on Daf. Yud Gimel. Great. 61, where do we learn about Yad Saletis Bo? That's on Daf. Mem, good. Number 62, where do we learn about six shofar blasts that were done on Erev Shabbos? That's on Daf. Lamed Hey, good. And finishing up lap number 3 with question number 63, where do we learn about the Gezerah of Tuma on the Eretz Ha'amim, the Gezerah of Tuma on non-Jewish nations' lands? That's on Daf. Tezvav. Great. Now we go to lap number 4 with question number 64. Where do we learn what the 8 cases in the Mishnah teach us regarding the Malach of Hotzah? That's on Daf. Beis, good. Number 65, where do we learn about eating food left on a kira that was not katum? That's on Daf. Lamed Ches, good. Number 66, where do we learn about Rabbi Tarfon saying that one should use olive oil to light for Shabbos? That's on Daf. Chavav, good. Number 67, where do we learn about placing food in an oven Erev Shabbos? That's on Daf. Yud Ches, good. Number 68, where do we learn about topping a bundle of reeds in Rishus Rabbim by lifting up one end and then lifting up the next end that one is Pater? That's on Daf. Ches, great. Number 69, where do we have the question regarding placing a pot next to Akira? That's on Daf. Lamed Zayin. Great. Number 70, where do we learn about the different ways the Rabbanan daven? That's on Daf. Yud. Great. Number 71, where do we learn about the halacha follows the Mechriya, the mediator? That's on Daf. Lamed Tes. Good. Number 72, where do we learn about the Malchokas Rabban Shmuel regarding how one can bathe on Shabbos? That's on Daf. Mem. Good. Number 73, where do we learn that it's prohibited to cook an egg in the sand? That's on Daf. Lamed Tes, good. Number 74, where do we learn about nooks in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? That's on Daf. Zion. Good. Number 75. Where do we learn that one should not sit on a sick person's bed? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Great. Number 76. Where do we learn how Kodesh Baruch Hu showed that David HaMelech was forgiven? That's on Daf Lamed. Great. Number 77. Where do we learn the background behind the various bathing decrees? That's on Daf Mem. Great. Number 78. Where do we learn about covering up one's private parts? That's on Daf Mem Aleph. Good. Number 79. Where do we discuss rags regaining their beged status? That's on Daf Chaf Tes. Good. Number 80. Where do we learn about the centrality of Yerushalayim? That's on Daf Lamed Aleph. Great. Number 81. Where do we discuss a craftsman carrying his tools in his way, which is unusual for others to carry on that he'd be chayv for on Shabbos? That's on Daf Yud Aleph. Good. Number 82. Where do we learn that garments that are 3x3 etzba'os, finger breadths, are makabel tuma? That's on Daf Chavav. Great. Number 83. Where do we have the question whether one can move non-muksa items for muksa items if it's to prevent an uncommon loss? That's on Daf Mem Beis. Great. And now completing lap number 4 with question 84. Where do we learn that itron is a problem for Kavod Shabbos because of its foul odor? That's on Daf Chaf Hei. Excellent. So we now have completed 4 laps of this much grander Pav quiz. And the next session, we'll go through laps 5 and 6.